We continue now with Daniel, the fourth chapter, the conversion story of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now we turn to the dream which he had, which was this clinching story in his conversion. And of course, he had this dream in the night seasons, and he saw a great tree. He said in verse 11, the tree grew large, became strong, its height reached to the sky, it was visible to the end of the earth. The foliage was beautiful, its fruit abundant. It was food for all the beasts of the field, found shade under it. The birds of the sky dwelt in its branches, and all living creatures fed themselves from it. That was what he saw. Then he goes on and he talks about what he heard. An angelic watcher began to talk. In fact, he shouted out and spoke as follows. Chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its foliage, scatter its fruit, let all the beasts flee from under it and the birds from its branches, yet leave the stump with its roots in the ground, but the band of iron and bronze around it. In the new grass of the field, let him, now we see some personification of the tree, let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, let him share with the beasts of the grass of the earth, let his mind be changed from that of a man, let a beast's mind be given to him, let seven periods of time pass over him. And so, of course, Daniel's listening to this. The Holy Spirit is whispering in Daniel's ear what the meaning is of this, and Daniel appeared troubled. His thoughts alarmed him. The king said to him, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation alarm you. And Daniel, called Belteshazzar here, said, my lord, if only the dream applied to those who hate you and its interpretation to your adversaries. Daniel didn't say, it's about time that this happens to you. After all, you tore us from our families, from Jerusalem. You made us eunuchs. You brought us here to serve you. Now it's your time to pay. Daniel didn't say that. Instead, he was alarmed. O king, I wish that this dream applied to your enemies and not to you, because it's not good news. This tells us something of the character of Daniel, just as in the story in Daniel's second chapter, when the wise men were rounded up to be killed, and Daniel said, just hold off and let us pray about this. The Lord gave Daniel the same vision that he had given Nebuchadnezzar, the vision of the great image. And he said to Arioch, he said, take me before the king. His first words were not, you can slay those other guys, they're counterfeits. But I have information from the true God of heaven. He didn't say that. Instead, he said, O king, do not slay the wise men. Preserve their lives. I have the answer. God has given me the answer. Now you can spare their lives. Daniel's character was above reproach. And in the book of Daniel, as mentioned before, two-thirds of the book are stories, and only one-third is prophecies. And so the stories tell us so much. They tell us about the characters of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how those characters were developed, what disciplines they had. And so here again, we see in this story the character of Daniel. And so he tells the king, he said, you have felt that this is your accomplishment, but someday you're going to learn that the God of heaven bestows kingdoms on whom he will. And if you don't recognize that, and it's not too late, please, O king, change your mind about these things. You will have 7 years, seven periods of time pass over you, but your kingdom will be retained just as the bands of iron and bronze held the stump together. By the way, when the Bible says he will rule with a rod of iron in the book of Revelation, it doesn't mean that God is vindictive. What it means is iron represents his justice. Bronze represents his mercy, according to the Bible. And so Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, was held together during 7 years of lycanthropic insanity of King Nebuchadnezzar by God's justice and his mercy. Some think that maybe Daniel was in charge during those 7 years. We know that there were many who probably wanted to take Nebuchadnezzar's throne, but God didn't let it happen because of his mercy and because of his justice. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.